first, we start with the latest coming out of the Zondo Commission. Former Eskom official Johan Bester started off this morning telling the State Capture Commission that he couldn't trust the power utility's former executive, Mochela Koko. EWN reporter Clement Manyatela was there. Clement, why didn't he trust Mochela Koko? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Africa. So, you know, he was speaking about how there was a time that Eskom had to sign a coal agreement with one of the Gupta-owned coal companies. And at the time, they were receiving so much pressure coming from, you know, his bosses at the time, people like Mochela Koko, who were telling him that he has to sign off on this coal agreement, even though the Brakfontein mine that was owned by the Gupta family was supplying coal to Eskom, which was substandard. And they realized that after conducting several tests. So Mochela Koko was forcing almost and pressurizing him that he has to extend that contract with Brakfontein mine, even though that the coal that Eskom was really receiving from Brakfontein mine was of poor quality. So he says he couldn't trust Mochela Koko simply because he was pressurizing him to do what they both knew at the time, or at least he knew, that it was wrong. And even his immediate senior managers had actually been dismissed by people like Mochela Koko for having refused instructions that were totally irregular.
The bulk of the day, though, has seen former head of compliance at Standard Bank, Ian Sinton, taking to the stand where he was detailing suspicious transactions as well as possible money laundering at the state capture inquiry.
Yes, and in fact, he's still on the stand now. And what he's been telling the commission is just explain, you know, the kind of suspicious transactions that have been experienced or even seen by Standard Bank. You know, the monies that have been coming in and out of some of the companies that are linked to the Gupta family. But he's also, you know, told the inquiry today about how money was also flowing from state-owned enterprises such as Transnet to the Gupta-linked businessman Salim Essa, even though he didn't do any work for the state-owned enterprise. So he was revealing this, and this led the Deputy Chief Justice, together with the Commission's legal team, to ask why was Salim Essa receiving money from Regiment Capital, which was linked to the Gupta family, and he wasn't even part of the people that were putting together, you know, proposals to get a tender from Transnet. And, you know, Ian Sinton says there was no explanation whatsoever. They put this question to Regiment Capital, and they couldn't explain why Salim Essa was getting about 30% to 50% of over 400 million rand that Regiment Capital was getting from Transnet. And the commission, what it was trying to do with this evidence from Ian Sinton, is to prove that this kind of scheme that was happening between Regiment Capital and Salim Essa proves just how money was being laundered through state-owned entities and was lending on individuals that were linked to the Gupta family.
And I suppose, did he give any insight as to why it took Standard Bank so long to terminate relationships with both Regiments and McKinsey?
So he did. He explained that Standard Bank, if they see something suspicious, the first thing that they do, they don't just report, you know, whatever suspicious activity they're seeing to the Financial Intelligence Center, but they launch their own investigation first. And he says that's exactly what the bank did. They experienced and they saw these suspicious payments, and they started investigating for themselves, and they started calling McKinsey, calling Regiment Capital to the meetings to try and understand, even Oak Bay, to the meeting to try and understand the suspicious payments. And when they realized that even these companies and individuals were unable to explain this flow of money in and out of their bank account, that's when they took a decision then to write to the Financial Intelligence Center. And that's immediately after it was handed over to them that they start cutting ties with these companies.
All right, Clement, so what happens next? You alluded to the fact that Mr. Sinton is still on the testimony stand, I suppose. Are you anticipating that he'll have to continue until tomorrow at some point?
No. In fact, normally we finish on 4 p.m. We going for PM because they want to finish off the testimony of Ian Sinton. And coming after, you know, the testimony after him is going to be that of the former business rescue practitioner at Glencore, who's going to come out and testify about the kind of pressure that Eskom put on Glencore almost to sabotage it so that it can sell its Optimum coal mine. We expect that testimony to start tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Clement Manyatela, thank you very much indeed. We'll allow you to go back into that Zondo Commission, into state capture. Clement Manyatela will be reporting for EWN throughout the day. And of course, you can follow his reports by going to ewn.co.za.